For Trent, maybe you can make a case for Trent because of the expense and the other guys.
Morgan gives White his
you can make a case for Trent. I mean, Koopama and those guys, I mean, I don't have any issue with Koopama. Because Koopama, for me, last season was below par. Far below par.
Yeah.
Koopama was not Koopama. He was... Because if you are competing with Morgan Rogers and those guys who are similar, look at the way he helped.
And even Gibbs White did not get
to the Europa Cup. I mean, Morgan Rogers was all over the place. I mean, if Aston Villa performs well last season,
you if can score two goals.
You can attribute there. About 60% to Morgan Rogers.
Yeah.
And you are competing with such a player, and he plays so abysmally. I mean, Chelsea, after he came back from injury, he was completely off.
Yeah.
He was completely off. So, I mean, it was a very good decision. Me, I'm a Chelsea fan. It's a Chelsea player, but I didn't see anything wrong with submission from the squad. No.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, England, with everything that is happening, I said yesterday that they are really purposeful about this particular World Cup campaign. And they know for sure that to be able to get there, they need to build a very coherent team culture. But when I listen to what Thomas Tuchel is saying about the transfers and everything, I mean, it's very important because for the players, once the World Cup is over, there's very little time for them to finish some of their deals and decide that, okay, I want to go to this club before the new season begins.
Yeah.
Because even though the season will be, I think it will be in mid-August. But between 19th or 17th July to that mid-August, it's a very short time for them to get their deals done. So I think that is why he's saying that. But yes, England, let's watch them very carefully in this tournament because I think they have a statement to make. They have something that they want to show the world through Thomas Tuchel. And I can imagine that was one of the main reasons why they brought him in. Because if you took Gareth Southgate out, who is, you know, an English, and you bring somebody who is German, right? And a German to handle an English team, I mean, that is sometimes you consider that as out of the normal. But you can tell for a fact that, yes, they believe in the tactician, they believe in his philosophies, and they want him to achieve something. So Thomas Tuchel can only do himself a favor by being very attentive to the work that he has to do at this World Cup. So England will always be in my top five. Of course, I really don't see how they are going to win this tournament because they may get to a point and the going may become very tough. They may not be able to achieve the ultimate. But Thomas Tuchel will make a statement for them and with them, and the whole world would have noticed that, no, there's a difference in him, and they will allow him to do the job for the long term. So England, yes, I'm very confident about them. And I really expect, there's one thing, you see, the fact that they are in Ghana's group is another thing that maybe we would have to also discuss maybe some other time. Because in the previous World Cups, we've seen how the winners have come from our group. In 2006, Italy won, they were in our group. In 2014, the winner was Germany, they came from our group. And in both games, in those two games where the winners came from our group, we saw how Ghana performed in those games, right? So the game against England for Ghana is one that we'll be looking forward to because we want to see how the favorites, one of the favorites that we are considering in England, will shape up against us and how we'll respond to that game. So yes, I really believe in Thomas Tuchel. I think that he has a lot to offer this English team. And come what may, whatever happens, I believe that they will still keep him on the job, and he has a lot of things to offer England in the long term.
Javier, should that result against Ivory Coast by France be anything to judge by saying that probably they are not going to have a good World Cup? Because, I mean, they are one of the teams that others also tip.
No, you heard
Jimmy Carragher.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It's a friendly game.
Yeah.
It's a friendly game. I don't think it will have any bearing at all on their performance at the World Cup.
Okay.
France is still a very good team. I mean, if you look at their team, they are still a very good team. And the thing about the team is the experience. I mean, most of the players have been there at the highest level, so they have a very good team. I don't think that this Ivory Coast defeat will have any negative impact on it. No.
Mm. Yesterday, I think I was also saying the same thing.
Yeah.
That I would rather give credit to La Côte d'Ivoire for winning the game rather than take credit away from France for losing it. Because in a friendly game of this nature, their mentalities are different. Their approach is different. The idea or whatever you want to experiment is different. For France, perhaps they wanted to check one or two things. And maybe Didier Deschamps would have seen whatever he wanted to see.
Has Portugal played any friendly?
Not that I know of.
Not yet.
Not that I know of.
I'm just trying to check and see because I've not heard of them in terms of their preparations.
But I think that they have a friendly game before the World Cup.
Definitely they will have. Yeah.
So I mean, France I consider France as one of my top five. Okay. Because they still have it. They still have it. They still have
Jamie Carragher says that he's looking forward to a France-Portugal final.
France-Portugal? Portugal in the final, I am not very sure.
I thought they have a team that can...
But I'm not very sure they can get to the final. No, I'm not sure Portugal can get to the final. Maybe it's semi-final, quarter-final, they're about
so,
that.
So which countries are your tip for the final?
I think Spain will get to the final.
Spain
will get to the final. And I'm also looking at... I don't think Argentina can get to the final again. I don't think so.
We don't seem to be talking about the South Americans at all this time around.
No, because apart from Argentina, I mean, Brazil, the Brazilian team is completely off now. I mean, they... Yes, but...
they still got some individual stars in there.
But Brazil
is... Rafinha, gone. Is Rafinha not fit?
Brazil is gone.
Vinicius is in there.
Brazil is gone, Dela. Brazil is gone.
Oh, they have Edison. They have... how do you call him there? The Liverpool keeper. What's his name?
Alisson.
Alisson Becker. Alisson Becker. They are not that bad.
For me, at this World Cup...
Yeah.
At this World Cup, I don't think that Brazil will win it.
Does any African country come with some threat?
I think Morocco.
Still Morocco?
Morocco and Senegal.
Yeah.
Morocco and Senegal.
And how far do you see us going? When I say us, I mean Africa, not Ghana.
Quarter final.
For Morocco?
Morocco and Senegal.
Both Morocco and Senegal. Yeah.
Senegal and maybe Cote d'Ivoire.
Okay.
Quarterfinal.
So three African countries for quarterfinal.
Yes, that's
from,
what I'm
from Habib.
Yes,
So Senegal out of the eight.
Yeah, we can get Senegal there. We can get Morocco there, and maybe
Ivory Coast.
Yes. Okay. Maybe Ivory Coast.
So that'll be three African countries in a quarterfinal.
For South Africa, Ghana, those countries, Masa, Yamutu.
we'll come to the Black Star discussion, but when you say Yamutu, I hope you understand it.
I don't do.
So it's dead, like.
That's what it is. Then that's what I want. That's what I want to say.
Exactly what you want to say.
That's exactly what I want to say.
I thought you made a mistake.
No, because it's house, so maybe I thought. I thought it means something else. That's why. I thought it's profane. That's why.
No.
Then Yamutu. Yamutu.
For the African countries.
Ghana, apart South Africa. Ghana, South Africa.
All the seven, Congo, Cape Verde. Cape Verde can be a surprise, you know.
Cape Verde.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Where?
But their group is a very difficult group there. I don't see how they make it out of that group.
Cape Verde, which group are they?
They're in a group with Spain, Saudi Arabia, and Uruguay.
Spain and Uruguay.
Saudi Arabia is a very difficult team if they have their day.
But I don't think they'll pose so much of a threat. But maybe Uruguay. Yeah, fine. But but it's not going to be easy for them.
For me, at least Spain can win this World Cup.
Okay, so I'll be coming to speak to our listeners very soon to find out from them which teams or which countries they feel have what it takes to win. But there are some other news coming in, and the man who is contesting Florentino Perez for the presidency of Real Madrid, he's saying that if he wins, he's going to bring in Erling Haaland, and now he's talking about Jurgen Klopp. He's going to bring in Jurgen Klopp as well. But Florentino Perez is still sticking to, that is the man, Jose Mourinho. Now, Bayern Munich are interested in signing Liverpool's 17-year-old winger, Rio Ngomoha. The German side, they've made inquiries about a potential move for the teenager, but sources have indicated that no face-to-face discussions has taken place. Ngomoha is currently at a preparation camp in Florida as a supplementary member of the England squad and is believed to be aware of the interest from Germany, though no final agreement or personal terms have been struck. I don't know whether Liverpool will just look on for Ngomoha to leave. Now, Real Madrid presidential candidate has named Jurgen Klopp as his choice to become the next manager after angering Manchester City with Erling Haaland claim. With Jose Mourinho recruited by his rival Florentino Perez. Now, Lamine Yamal beats Kylian Mbappe to win La Liga's Player of the Season. That's another interesting one in there. And we know that Tottenham have signed Andy Robertson from Liverpool. After his Liverpool exit. And Andoni Areola. Areola has been appointed new Liverpool manager and is going to be in charge for 3 years. Javier, that's what I want to ask you next.
Areola?
Good signing for Liverpool.
But I told you last week that, I mean, with Pep gone, it's a very good opportunity for Arsenal to dominate the Premier League. I mean, that's
not so what are you saying? Not about,
because this manager said Antonio Arreola.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Oh, massa. It won't work. He signed for 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
He signs 2 years. I don't know why he signs 2 years.
It looks experimental.
Yes. It will not work. It will not work at all. Antonio Arreola at Liverpool will not work.
Why?
Because he hasn't got that stature. He hasn't got that cloud around him. He doesn't command those characteristics or those attributes that you see around any Liverpool manager. You get it? So when and slot was appointed, for instance, me initially had an issue. Because if you look at Klopp, when Klopp came, initially he struggled. But when he found his rhythm, we all saw what happened. Champions League.
Impact,
so,
yeah.
so he made a huge impact. Then all of a sudden, the guy decides to leave. You get it? And then they brought in an slot because of what he did in Holland. Winning the Premier League in Holland and things like that. But the Holland situation is completely different from the England situation. I mean, if you look at the two countries and you want to compare football and the level athlete football has got into in the two countries, I think that the English game is far, far, far ahead of the Dutch game.
Yeah.
So he comes the first year, and because Klopp has built something for Liverpool at that time, he just moved with the momentum or the flow, and then he won the Premier League. But when it was time for him to put his own ideas forward, push Klopp, then we saw that he was not cut for the job. So Liverpool struggled in certain key positions after making so much, after spending so much on getting some quality players. Florian Wirtz comes and he struggles. He only found his rhythm getting to the end of the season.
But it happens to players sometimes, for me, was
among the lot was the one who
was
a standout. Then Alexander Isak. He comes and basically he was completely off. Fine, you can't treat part to injury and things like that. But he was not the Isak that we saw at Newcastle United. You get it? So he wasn't able to get these quality players that they spent so much on together.
And he didn't get much from Jeremy Frimpong, for instance.
So clearly,
Jeremy even missed the World Cup squad for Holland.
Clearly, I mean, if you spend so much on such quality players and the players come, and you can't blend these players with the team, then clearly there's a problem.
They fail to find a natural replacement for Trent, for instance, because Jeremy has not lived up to it. There's a problem.
So some matches you find Szoboszlai play there.
Yeah.
When in natural fact he's supposed to be in central midfield.
Yeah.
But you find him.
So they were improvising.
So they didn't get any quality right side defender. So. And Antonio Arreola, of course, at Bournemouth. You see, the thing about some of these clubs, if you are manager at Bournemouth, manager at Fulham, like Marco Silva and those guys, and Hassler and those guys in Brighton and Hoban, the pressure on you is not that enormous. So, I mean, you are there. I don't think there's any
survival
thought,
of the league
any,
is
any
okay.
Thought, any thought running through the minds of the owners or whatever that these clubs will win a Premier League.
Mm.
I mean, sometimes some of these things happen when Leicester won it, but it's not something that happens on a regular basis. You get it? So they are there in some comfort zone. There's no real pressure on them. Developing players, selling players, getting some of these young guys into the team. So you go to Bournemouth, for instance, they talk about Kroupi, they talk about those guys. And the fact that he also lost some very, very, very important players, especially at the heart of their defense.
Mm.
When Zabani, Hustler, KKs, and all those guys left, he was able to still build a team.
That's why they feel that he's good.
No, but to what extent? They've qualified for. I think they've qualified for Europe, right?
You have.
Yeah. They've qualified for Europe, but you see a manager who can handle the pressure at Liverpool. That's what I'm looking at, because at Liverpool the situation is completely different. If you're in Bournemouth managing Bournemouth, it's different. But we are looking at Liverpool. A team that must win something by all means at the end of the season. You are looking at a team that must win something by all means at the end of the season. Liverpool is one moment where qualification to European competition, like maybe Conference League or Europa League, is celebrated.
It's
celebrated. No. You have to win a title. And you seek out for that. For me, I don't think so. That's why I think that, I mean, with Pep gone, and there's talk about Enzo Maresca joining Manchester City.
Yeah.
If Maresca joined Manchester City, Antonio Arreola is at Liverpool, and Xabi Alonso also comes to Chelsea. Then Michael Carrick stays at Manchester. He's staying anyway. He's at Manchester United.
There seems to be a new face of young coaches
then you,
coming.
Then you have good old Mikel Arteta at Arsenal.
He's not good old.
But I mean, if you compare Arteta to this,
but he's on the same. He's a mate of Areola.
I know.
Yeah, they grew up together.
But in terms of what he brings.
Oh sure.
In terms of what he brings.
Oh, he's ahead.
Yes, he's ahead.
So, at least he's won the Premier League.
In terms of what he brings, he's so far.
He's a Premier League winner. As a coach, he's won 2 trophies at Arsenal, the FA Cup and the Premier League. Yeah.
So if you have these managers, England power manager Asasan. What's the manager Asasan power?
Honestly,
Areola.
If you go to Newcastle, Eddie Howe. You know,
managers Asasan. Then you have Mikel Arteta. So Arsenal must dominate. That's why I said Arsenal last week, that Arsenal must dominate the Premier League until something changes at the helm of some of these clubs. Because these managers that we mentioned, they are not winners per se.
Well, we'll wait to see. And most of them, their clubs will be participating in Europe. So we can judge them and see how they are going to perform anyway.
But when I heard the announcement that when the gossip started filtering that Liverpool is approaching, I was surprised that Antonio Areola
should Slot have stayed, or they should have looked for someone more.
Slot, sacking him, for me, I don't have a problem with that. But I think that they should have looked for somebody more matured, somebody who has been in the game for some time than Antonio Areola,
and has better credentials.
Yes, Antonio Areola for Liverpool. I'm not convinced.
But are you convinced, Joshua?
First of all, it sounds a convenient decision to go for a manager who is within the Premier League and is performing.
Mm.
And when you bring him in, it only takes time to really see whether or not he's the one for the job. The decision to go for Antonio Areola for Liverpool, it looks like very outlandish. It looks like out of the culture of Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
When Liverpool are recruiting managers, they normally have a certain target that they are looking for. And the kind of character that coach must have is something that is very peculiar. I don't see that in Antonio Areola. Take away the fact that he's coming from the Premier League. So it's within the Premier League. Liverpool decided to go out of the normal. They brought a Premier League proven coach to come and take over. But that X factor is what is missing in Antonio Areola's, characteristics that he brings to Liverpool, which is why I don't think it's a very good decision. But now it's becoming very common that clubs change coaches when they think that it is time to change those coaches.
Yeah,
this particular year, 2026, when it is over, will go down in history as one of the years that saw a lot of coaching turnovers across board. So I'm not surprised that Liverpool decided that they wanted to change. But the question is, that does Antonio Areola have what it takes to remain at Liverpool for more than one season? It is only time that will prove it. And I think that Liverpool would have decided that this is a gamble. So they know very well that, no, things may go south. But let's take the gamble. Let's trust in Antonio Areola and see what he can do. Because Liverpool, look at the past coaches that Liverpool have had. And Slot. In fact, look at Rafael Benitez. And the legacy that he left. Even though people like Brendan Rodgers also came in at some point, at least when they brought in Jurgen Klopp, they knew very well that this was a manager that if we give a very long-term contract to him, he can be able to, he will perform. But Antonio Areola comes in with only 2 years, and you ask yourself, so is Liverpool trying to say that they are giving him only 2 years to see what he can do, and after that they will extend the contract? So you can say that the trust is not there, that there's no thorough trust in him yet. They want to experiment him for the 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if indeed he performs, then they may decide to extend it. So it's a gamble. For me, I think it's a gamble. It is not a definite...
For a two-year contract, it tells you straight away.
Yes, it's a gamble.
We don't have enough confidence.
Yes, we don't have enough confidence in him. It's just a gamble. And it's simply because now you
and
see...
And the man, because he's moving to a bigger club, if you give him 1 year, he will sign.
Oh, he will sign it.
He will sign
it. He will sign it.
Yeah.
And look at the dynamics of the coaching context in the Premier League right now. For most of the big clubs, they have new managers, including Manchester United. At least Michael Carrick took over the job for the remaining of the season for Middle, but he's coming as a fresh face.
And there's a new man at Tottenham.
Di Zerbi. New man at Chelsea, Xabi Alonso.
Mm.
You get it? So there's a revolution in the Premier League. Liverpool want to be part of that revolution. Liverpool is like a gamble. If there were no major changes in the Premier League, Liverpool would not have decided to change. Because they would have wanted to just try and see how they can give the coach certain markers and certain targets. Because this Arne Slot, you have won the Premier League. So winning the Premier League is not a difficult thing for him. Maybe what they would have demanded from him is that now you are going to Europe, you need to make sure that you meet a certain target for us. But there's a revolution. So they want to sacrifice him and then bring a new face that would also be a part of that revolution and then see how it goes. So it's for me, it's a gamble.
Anyway, it's a gamble, but I am at Roland Garros in the French Open. There's definitely going to be a new men champion because Alexander Zverev will be playing against Flavio Caboli. Okay, so Caboli had a walkover after Matteo Arnaldi withdrew due to, I think, an injury or illness. So, but for Alexander Zverev, he went four sets. He won 3-1 against Jakub Mensik. And so, Carlos Alvarez did not play the Roland Garros because of injury. And Jannik Sinner was also eliminated early, was knocked out early in the competition. So now there's going to be a new winner. For the women division as well, Aryna Zabalenka was also
a lot of surprises
knocked out. Yeah, a lot of surprises. So the final is also going to produce, I think, a new winner in there. But for the men, I'm surprised that Jannik Sinner, he could not handle it. Surprisingly. And for Zabalenka, she even was talking about quitting the game. And I'm like, you lose one match and you're quitting the game. Every day you want to be winning. You can't be winning all the time like that. Anyway, so that's that bit on it. But, I mean, we are talking about the World Cup as well. So, which two teams are your favorites to win the title? You heard Jamie Carragher. He says that he is going in for a France-Portugal final. Javier says a Spain France final, Spain. Oh,
Spain final, but I'm not sure of the opponent.
All right, I'm looking for a Ghana Brazil final.
What?
Oh. You heard me. I said Ghana Brazil final. Which one?
Which Ghana are you talking about?
By which Ghana do you know?
I don't know if there's any.
Mr. Ghana Osimhenpa, good morning to you. I guess you are doing very, very well, big man. Okay, so Portugal is playing Chile today at Lisbon, 5:45 p.m. Thank you very much for that information, Mr. Osimhenpa. So Portugal will be playing their first friendly against Chile later today at 5:45 p.m. All right. Javier, what were you saying? You said what?
Ghana and Brazil.
Joshua, final. Which two teams do you think will be making the final?
It's difficult for me to mention, but I think we'll see Spain in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Ghana Brazil final, Dela.
Yes, but you heard me. I said Ghana Brazil final. Which one is your problem?
Okay.
And you
but,
said
but
you
Ghana
said
Brazil. I think we're on the same line.
We're on the same line. So then it's going to be Ghana somewhere and the other one.
Let me just check.
The Black Stars will go far.
Oh, so we can. So chance that if we progress further, we can meet Brazil.
Yeah, on our line, yeah.
Yeah, but show me.
Adiego. Adiego. Simple.
We will beat them, Masa.
Adiego.
Okay, let's just quickly check out the rest of the fixtures for today.
Yeah, so in the that's the friendlies,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so let's just check it out. Okay, so Belgium are playing against Tunisia. Portugal are playing Chile. And we have Romania playing against Wales. Hey, this Wales too, they are playing friendly, so. Meanwhile, they didn't qualify. They were eliminated by Bosnia Herzegovina in the playoff. USA, Germany, that's going to be an interesting one. Switzerland, Australia. We have England, New Zealand. Bolivia, Scotland. And then we have Brazil, Egypt. Brazil is playing Egypt. Oh. Then Argentina are playing Honduras. Oh, they will kill them. Anyway, so these are the friendly matches. Very, very interesting. It will be nice watching some of these games. Eh? Yeah, so Belgium, Tunisia, Portugal, Chile, Romania, Wales, USA, Germany, Switzerland are playing Australia, England are facing New Zealand, Bolivia are playing Scotland, and then we have Brazil playing against Egypt. But Argentina, Honduras, it will be tomorrow dawn.
Yeah,
tomorrow dawn. So... yeah, that'll be at midnight. Okay, but the line, these are the matches.
I mean, if you look at the World Cup and the fact that some of the matches we played in South America, I mean, the time difference.
Yeah.
Some of the times...
The opening match, for instance, I think will be played at... is it 11 p.m.? Or no, our first game against Panama will be 11 p.m.
11 p.m.
Yeah, 11, yeah. Then against our game against England is at 8 p.m. And then the one against Croatia is at 9 p.m. Yeah. So those are our times.
11 p.m. Now, sorry, I'll start quite the next day.
Yeah, but you have to watch, won't you? You just stay up and watch because it's going to be interesting anyway. So the first game is Mexico, South Africa. And I mean, this competition is historic because we are going to have three opening matches in three different countries. three different cities. So that's how it's going to go. So you heard that rap put together by Steve Zando. Yeah. So we are going to have the opening match at Mexico. We are going to have another opening match in Canada, in Toronto. And we're going to have another opening match also in the United States of America. So that's how it's going to go. Anyway, 0322083596 83597 83570. You can start calling out anything at all that you want to talk about on our first half of the discussion. You are okay to go. 0322083596 83597. Although Javier wants to take me back to last Saturday, I think last Saturday is far gone. Just a check.
We come here on Saturday during the course of the week. A lot happens during the course of the week. So we come back the next week to talk about it. The Champions League final was played last Saturday. But we've not had occasion to discuss it. We've not had occasion to talk about it. And I think that the time to do that is now. We have to talk about what happened last week. Last week is so far gone. The like just last week. We are talking about just last week. So why don't you want us to discuss the
Oh, last now? Week is 7 days away. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Your name and where you calling from, please?
Obuasi.
Okay, all right, let's hear you, sir.
Don't mind, Javier. Last Saturday.
Da. 7 days ago.
I made the Chipu England for the finals.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
They have a very good team. And also, they say, a world class manager.
Yeah.
I don't know the other team, but I think England.
Okay, in the final. Okay, all right. Thank you. Let's see who's next on the line. 0322083596 83597. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Tala.
Yes, sir. I'm fine, thank you. Nana,
Ghana and Brazil. Is it because of love for your country or you are being realistic?
Ah, Masa. Me both realistic and love for my country.
Masa, this team. This is the weakest black star team for a World Cup. And you are saying they will reach the final? What's that? The group will be in Panama.
Nana, Ebeshe.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry about that. We lost you. Good morning. Hello. Who is speaking, please?
Good morning, Dada.
Yes, sir. Your name, please?
Abri.
Okay, Abri, let's hear you.
For me, even last night I saw a continental derby. I mean, I dream for continental derby. So the World Cup, I think there will be a derby in the final.
Where?
In Ghana, you're asking something.
Okay, you said a continental derby.
Yes.
Okay, so we could see Brazil, Uruguay, or Brazil, Argentina.
Yes.
Or England, Spain.
Ivory Coast.
Or Ghana, Ivory Coast.
Yes, something like that.
Okay.
It will come to pass.
All right, I hear you. Thank you. Let's see who is next on the line. 0322083596 83597. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, bro, good morning.
Yeah, Ike, how are you?
I'm good, bro.
Okay. Charlie, let's hear you, bros.
Yeah, I'm going for Portugal England final.
Okay.
And then for Ghana, I know very well that we are going to qualify from the group stage because of the coach. So in all the World Cup that Ghana has participated, the ones we went with the white coach, we were able to qualify for the group stage. So
okay.
We are going to qualify for the group stage.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Ike. Let's see who is next on the line. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
yeah, good morning, sir. How are you, please?
Champions of Europe. You never think that. You can never think that. He won the Champions League twice. He only bottled it. Arsenal only bottled champions. What is it, by the way?
I thought you had done.
Oh, I'm not done.
Okay.
Can you please check the temperature of my brother for me?
I'm very fine.
Okay, I hear you. Okay. Oh, but you know what?
Tell me.
You guys didn't discuss something, and I'll talk about it. You know, DR Congo has Ebola, and they were supposed to play a friendly match in Spain.
Yes, and it was cancelled.
It was cancelled.
Yeah.
I'm just praying that during the World Cup,
they won't have a smooth sailing and the tournament without this blah about Ebola, Ebola, and then you know, the press, the way they can destabilize the conscience and then the mental fortitude of players.
Yes, indeed.
Just bring it to you because they are from Africa. You need to talk about them.
So yeah, sure. I'm
hoping that the World Cup will just sail through the matter, resolve this blah behind the wooden blah. And then when it comes to this guy, when he says that we look, they're not going to shake hands with. I just think of missing you.
We'll come on that. We'll come on that. Don't worry. We'll come on that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Nana.
You never think that.
Thank you. 0322083596 83597. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Prof, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Very fine, thank you. Let's hear you, sir. Prof, your line is very, very faint.
Okay, I wish Spain and Brazil.
Okay, Spain and Brazil.
Yes, and Brazil.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, Prof. Adewale. Let's see who's next on the line. Hello, good morning.
Yes, sir. Afudela.
Hey, Christoph.
How are you, sir?
I'm very fine, thank you. And you?
The Lord is my shepherd. Master Aisha of Master Aisha Alamein Services and his secretary, Mr.
The way I'm a Breno.
My God. You never have it. I salute, sir. Stella, I'm saying that Ghana and Morocco meet at the final. Is it? Why are you laughing?
Oh, nothing. Somebody is exciting me here. Sorry.
I am an African, a Ghanaian for that matter. So I must propagate my source. Yeah, look. That England team now, Momoka, so I'm not coming anymore. Their limit will be at the quarter final. They'll be like, they'll not go by five the quarter final. See, at the world stage, Didier Tunisi. Everybody can do something. There are some things we are even underrating and underestimating. But inshallah, they will do well in Ghana. But I'm looking forward. I'm yearning. I'm anxious to see Ghana and Morocco for the first time.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much, Christophe. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, there.
Yes, sir. Your name, where are you calling from, please?
This is Ankrata from Dunyina.
Oh, Ankrata. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay, let's hear you, sir.
Like, I am on for Ghana and Kobe Kapu. So, I am going to go to finance.
Just say, you're ho.
I am Brazil to go finance.
You're a bo.
I am on for ya.
I just say, I'm in chance, you cry.
We are going to be in the I see. And I'm sure.
And now we'll be Cobon, you'll be chairman, sir. We'll be a bon, you'll be. And you know, we'll be here, blaster, and I'm saying, Ghana, pa. It me a winning, the shock. All right, hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, sir, your name and where you calling from, please?
Della, I'm Francis.
Oh, okay, Francois, let's hear you, bro.
Oh, what's he? Oh, I don't know, Kata.
Okay, oh, you're sorry. You know, you're sorry, why? Kafra.
Hey,
true.
Black star and can you co fan you but no city. No defense in the crowd. They cross a boy but a team who are problem. So I see. Yeah, sham or move Freddy Matis in the air. Any more crowns will sign it and seem to do yet. This is a forest a black star weakest black star and you won't be crew. And Cassidia won't call any more I am pet.
Maza, which two countries will go to the final? Tell me.
France and Spain. The Europeans already did that.
Okay. All right. Okay, Francis. Thank you very much for your call. Let's see what's next. Maybe we'll pick some two more calls and then we'll be done. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Your name and where you calling from, please?
I'm Isaac from Kochi.
Okay, let's hear you, Ike.
Okay, I want to talk about the new Liverpool coach, Andini Arola.
Yeah, sure.
And there are some coaches who start from the bottom, then like they rise to the top. So I think it's a good opportunity for him to showcase what is in him. Maybe he can do better. So let's wait and see what he can do.
Okay, all right.
But I think one of the panelists didn't talk well about him. It's like he doesn't have any belief in him.
Yeah.
Even Mourinho started from the bottom.
Okay, I hear you. All right, thank you. Let's pick the last one for this segment. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Adma?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Very fine, thank you. Let's hear you.
Adma, I need the answer of him or from Bao.
Mr. Clement, how am I?
Ovim, papa.
Ovim,
Ovim, Ovim,
Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim,
Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim,
Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim,
Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim,
Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, Ovim, let me talk about the two countries.
Uh-huh.
As for me, I want Portugal because of the love of the Diogo Jota.
Okay.
So I want Portugal to go for the final. And let me pick France.
Okay. Okay.
So France and Portugal. And for my coach, my new coach, Arola.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
He can do the job, eh?
I think the reason why they are giving him that 2 years contract.
Okay.
So let's give him the benefit of doubt.
All right. Adama, thank you very much for your call. Enjoy the rest of your morning, eh? Okay. Just, you know. And it never fails.
Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, Colombia, US, England, Germany, France.